Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 10. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is for their salvation. For I testify about them that they are zealous for God, but not on the basis of knowledge. Because they were ignorant of God's righteousness and sought to obtain their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law to bring righteousness to everyone who believes. For concerning the righteousness that is by the law, Moses writes, "The man who does these things will live by them." But the righteousness that is by faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is, to bring Christ down. Or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved." It is just as the scripture says, "Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and gives richly to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news!' But not all of them welcomed the good news. For Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our message?' Consequently, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Indeed they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. I ask instead, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, 'I will make you jealous by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation without understanding.' And Isaiah boldly says, 'I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me.' But as for Israel, he says, 'All day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people.'" This is God's word. Here in Romans 10, Paul continued discussing the unbelief of his people Israel. Paul wrote directly about his desire and prayer for their salvation in verse 1. Then Paul reflected on his own experience and concluded, "Yes, we Jews are very enthusiastic about God, but not according to knowledge." We saw that in verse 2. And what was the knowledge they lacked? That righteousness comes from God, as verse 3 says, to everyone who believes, as verse 4b says. Since they did not know this, they, and this is a quote from verse 3b in the NIV, they sought to establish their own righteousness. Verses 4 through 13 contrast the righteousness for everyone who believes of verse 4 with the righteousness that is by the law, as described in verse 5. The righteousness that comes by the law is given to those who obey the law perfectly, as verse 5b says. It puts it this way: the person who does these things will live by them. And again, that's verse 5 from the NIV. That's the promise of righteousness by the law. Do what the law says, and you will live. Israel's history, as well as yours and mine, show that we can't keep the law. Because we are sinners, as we saw in Romans 7, we can't keep the law, even when we want to, and most of the time we don't want to. That's why Christ came. Christ is, according to verse 4, the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Jesus kept the law that we could not keep in order to give us the righteousness we could not earn. The way to righteousness, that is, being right with God, is by faith in Christ, as we saw in verses 9 through 13. This has always been the case, as we see from Paul's quotations from the Old Testament here in Romans 10. Let me just list some of them. Verse 8 quotes from Deuteronomy 30, verse 14. Verse 11 quotes from Isaiah 28, 16. Verse 13 quotes from Joel chapter 2, verse 32. This is why God sends his servants into the world to spread the message, the good news of righteousness before God in Jesus Christ. We saw that in verse 15. As we share the gospel news, we must remember that people are saved not through our slick presentation or clever arguments. Rather, faith comes from hearing the message. And that message is heard through the word of Christ. That's all in verse 17. This message itself carries the ability to create faith in those whom God has chosen. So let's be faithful about carrying the message. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and sign up to receive it as a podcast in Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or sign up to receive it every day in your email box. This is the easiest way to develop a Bible reading habit, and let me encourage you to do that for your own spiritual growth. If you'd like to help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.